Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The regular season is over and your Buffalo Bills have a date with the Denver Broncos Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Nice.
Nobody knows what's going to happen.
No, of course not.
Well, almost no one knows what's going to happen because whatever that man is wearing on his head right now is telling him the future. Those headphones are the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I think they're even more strange from the side.
Sir, could you turn your head sideways quick? Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. There's trouble with the Titanic.
Yeah, I get out of the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Okay, it is a post-game Monday.
Yeah.
The Bills lose their final regular season game yesterday.
Don't count.
A combo of Mitch Trubisky and Mike White could not pull it out against the Patriots, who, by the way, lost their right to the first overall pick by beating the Bills yesterday. They are now picking four. And literally before Gerard Mayo, head coach of the Patriots, could shower, he was fired.
Yeah, that statement was already written.
But because of all of that, we were off last week. There are no picks to recount.
No.
So we decided to let Tommy play the long game today.
All right.
Because ideally, the Bills will be on a four-week playoff run, which ends in the ultimate prize. The question is, where does that end?
How does that ride look?
Ladies and gentlemen, sit back. Do we have our sounder ready? Kimmy, thank you. Sit back and enjoy a very special Tommy Tells It Like It Is Playoff Edition.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Over under.
Yeah.
One half an MVP for Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
Does he get the crown?
One half an MVP. Now, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, he can't split the MVP.
Well, have they ever done that?
Yeah, so Brett Favre and Barry Sanders, I believe, split one. I think Steve McNair and Peyton Manning. It all goes on votes.
Okay.
And I think
I was
there's
just
an even
say,
number,
how does
number
that
of
work?
Votes.
Okay.
So it's not out of the question that he shares it with somebody else. But I will ask you, over under, and it's been all the talk the last couple of weeks.
Does he get it? He don't get it.
Exactly. One MVP for Josh Allen.
Is it a Splitsky still getting it?
Well, one half would be a push.
Wait.
The question is over under one half an MVP for Josh Allen.
If he shares it, does it count?
Well, it's a push.
So that it's a no.
It's not a win, not a loss. It doesn't hurt you, doesn't help you.
Well, I'll take that.
What?
That
I'll take the over.
You'll take the over. You think he's the MVP?
He should be.
Okay. No,
I mean,
that's
if you base it on, because they talk about Lamar, right?
Lamar Jackson.
And they're basically saying they think everybody seems to think Lamar is the most talented quarterback.
Okay, so let me take off my Bills fan hat for a second and put on.
Yeah. Stats wise.
Yes. He won the MVP last year.
So he's won it twice.
And yes, he did. But last year, statistically, he is better this year than he was in his MVP season last year.
But he also has one of the greatest running backs that basically he's got a bulldozer behind him that helps him.
Agreed 100%.
So you got to say Josh is doing more with less.
Yep.
So it's got to be him.
Is that how the voters see it, though?
I don't know. But to me, if you base it on you're the most valuable player, is Lamar the most valuable player, or is it the combo of him and having one of the greatest super freaks behind him, helping him out?
And I think. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kim.
I was gonna say I don't know what the Ravens would be without Lamar Jackson.
Well, no.
What would they be without Derrick Henry getting 150 yards a game and knocking guys over like they're little boys?
I mean, I think Tommy makes a great point. The definition of MVP is most valuable player, the player most valuable to his team. And we've seen the Ravens make the playoffs with a backup quarterback in the last 5 years. Whereas if you took Josh Allen off his Bills roster,
you're done.
It's over.
Yeah, you take Lamar out, you could put another guy in and do the handoff game and let Derrick Henry run the show.
I mean, you're not going to win a Super Bowl, but you could win a couple of games. You could win a playoff game.
That guy could get you 200 yards.
Okay, so look, I agree with you, but it doesn't mean that's how the voters are going to fall.
Understand.
Just to be clear, you are over one half an MVP for Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
Yes.
Okay, again, we will be recapping all of these picks the day after the Super Bowl. So you got time to sit on.
Right.
Are you ready for your second pick?
I'm ready.
Over under 2.5 wins for the Bills in the playoffs.
We're talking about four games to the big.
So it's four games to the Super Bowl. If they are over 2.5 wins, they are playing in the Super Bowl. It does. Super Bowl would be irrelevant.
Yeah.
They would just need to get there. The Bills have the Broncos at home at 1 o'clock. If you look at the way the rest of it goes, if it goes straight unseeded, if the Bills win Sunday, they would most likely get Baltimore in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to do that, they would most likely travel to Kansas City and play the Chiefs in Arrowhead. There is a possibility if the Chiefs get beat in their one playoff game that they would have a home AFC championship if they managed to win two games. Yeah. But we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Over, under, 2.5 wins for your Buffalo Bills in the playoffs.
I say their balls are going to be in that dome.
Wow.
Balls in dome.
So you see.
Put that on a t-shirt. You sell that at a truck stop.
You'd sell a lot of those at a truck stop. You think Josh is taking this team to New Orleans for the Super Bowl?
It has to happen. This is it.
No, it doesn't. Okay, this I hate when shot. You do this. No, it's not your shot. You said last year and the year before was your shot, and they just keep getting
this
better.
Is your double last
this, this has felt like a magical season.
I mean, look, let's have a serious conversation.
Hey, let's do this.
For a second.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, I'm knocking on wood here, has another 7 to 10 years of top-notch quarterback play based on other quarterbacks we've seen.
Yeah, but you slow down with age. You may not have the guys in place. You know how this goes.
You may not have the guys in place.
The defense could be withered.
Oh, you mean like when you lose like 9 starters?
Listen.
Seven of them captains?
It's a unique situation. I think this is it.
You think it's now or never?
No, you idiot!
You know, I like you to ask me my opinion, then I'm an idiot.
No, I'm not asking your opinion. I asked over under 2.5 wins in the playoffs, and you went ahead and said, no or never.
He said, balls in dome, I believe. Was
yes, balls in dome.
Okay, no, to say this
it's
is...
It's at the Superdome, right?
Yes, it is. It's in New Orleans. To say that it's now or never is a stupid take.
Bro,
that is
stick
a,
around, brother.
Okay, so to be clear, you have the Bills over 2.5 wins in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are doing a Tommy Tells It Like It Is playoff edition, very special on a post-game Monday here on CMF. He is over 1.5 an MVP for Josh Allen. He is over 2.5 wins for the Bills in the playoffs. Third pick.
Let's do it.
Over, under 2.5 home playoff games for the Buffalo Bills. If you were to go over, that means the Chiefs would have to lose their opening round playoff game next weekend, and the Bills would have to win 2 playoff games.
Who would the Chiefs have to see in their...
Depends.
The lowest seed, if everything went flush...
Like normal.
Yeah, if everything went the way it was supposed to go, so the Bills would then see the Ravens, and they would see the Houston...
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
Texans.
Oh, damn.
Or the Steelers, if the Steelers manage to upset the... Or no, I'm sorry.
2 weeks.
The Steelers play the Ravens.
Ravens,
but
you're
they,
right.
But they look weak.
So they would play either the Chargers or the Ravens. Or the Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
Yeah. I had it up and I
but
got out of it.
But Kansas City's been playing by the skin of their ass.
They have, yes. And if they play the Chargers, they would have... It's a divisional matchup.
And Terry Bradshaw doesn't think they're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, they would have...
Doesn't think the Chiefs are or the
yeah.
Bills?
Terry Bradshaw, I saw in this interview where he says he doesn't think the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Well, if he said it.
No, I
believe... Terry Bradshaw.
Okay, Terry Bradshaw's like...
He's you grew up in Pittsburgh almost.
No, she was there for like 2 weeks.
Oh, she's there every goddamn weekend on a goddamn beer bender.
a beer bender?
With her crypto cuties.
Stand here.
Look, I mean, yeah, the Chiefs could lose in the AFC Championship game. I mean, they have 2 games to lose before they get to the Super Bowl. And by the way, Terry Bradshaw might have legitimate dementia. So, over under.
That's a tough one.
2.5 home playoff games for the Bills. So the
that
Bills,
would be sweet to get 2.
Well, you would get 3.
Yeah.
You get 2 if you win. If you get if you win on Sunday, you get another one. Yeah.
So to get 3 would be awesome.
Yes, no kidding. A home AFC championship
that's
game.
That's ideal,
Ooh. That's tempting.
Over under 2.5 home playoff games for the Bills.
Well, I'm thinking the Bills are, this is it.
Yeah, but you would.
And it's all going to line up.
But even if they continue, like it doesn't.
Stop that.
This is more do the Chiefs lose. Yeah. That's what we're.
Well, the Bills would also have to win 2 games.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that
one. You're going over, you idiot.
Yeah, 3 home games. Damn. How exciting would that be, though, bro?
The Bills
had. Freaking cool.
But here's the thing.
This is like Jim Kelly days.
It wasn't that long ago the Bills had the opportunity to do that. And again, if you have PTSD, Bills Traumatic Stress Disorder, change the station. The 13-second game, if the Bills would have won that, they would have played the Bengals at home for the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
So it's not like this is unprecedented.
I understand.
But again, you have to handle business potentially against the Ravens to even have a shot.
The Ravens are the only team that scare me.
Okay. You're not scared by the Chiefs?
No.
With all the recent history?
Yeah.
No. I think that Ravens team is tough.
Okay. Your final pick.
Oh, this is it.
over under.
That's one.
One half a rally in Buffalo at the end of the season. And I want to be clear here.
What are you talking about?
Like a parade rally at the end of the season. Oh. Now, a Super Bowl would bring you a Super Bowl parade and a rally. But when the Bills lost their first Super Bowl, the team had a downtown rally when they got back, where Scott Norwood, despite missing the game-winning kick, got a massive ovation that brought him to tears. And if you're younger and you watch the Four Falls of Buffalo, they had video of that. He talked about it. So, a Super Bowl guarantees a parade and a rally. Over under one half a rally at the end of the season in downtown Buffalo.
So no matter win, lose.
I mean, they could lose. Do they have? I guess the question would be, if they make it to the Super Bowl and lose, do they have something in downtown Buffalo for
them? Oh, I would think.
You think so?
Yeah.
When's the last team to lose and have something like that? I don't remember recently, Kimmy.
If anybody was going to do it, it's going to be this team.
I'm trying to think. It would have had to have been somebody who maybe hadn't been there in a long time, and that I can't think of one.
I think you can make the argument that this team is so good and there are still expectations no matter what happens that if you went to the Super Bowl and lost, we're going to save it for when we actually win.
Yeah, I mean,
think it would just organically, people would just show up?
You'd have like people at the airport showing up at the airport, but
I said downtown
count?
Buffalo.
Yeah.
So it has to be downtown organized. Yeah. That would be an organized by the city of Buffalo.
Yeah. All right, here, I'll give you this. 10 or more players, downtown. Whether or not it's organized by the city of Buffalo, if you have a gathering of 10 or more players with fans downtown, we'll count that as a rally.
Yeah, I think that would happen.
Even if they were to go to the Super Bowl and lose.
Yeah. I think so.
I think there'd be some sort of celebration, but honoring of the team, I guess.
You know, we got there. Next year, we're going to do it.
Well, if you're going to do it next year, why not wait to do the rally next year? Okay, so to be clear, you are over one half a downtown rally at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Okay, to recap all of Tommy's Bills, Tommy tells it like it is playoff picks.
Exciting.
He is over one half an MVP for Josh Allen. He is over 2.5 wins for the Bills in the playoffs. He is over, God damn it, 2.5 home playoff games for the Bills. And he is over one half a rally in downtown Buffalo at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, a little bit different than how we normally do it. No one to recap those picks. Those are going to stand on their own in the vault until the day after the Super Bowl when we dust them off and pull them back out again. However, just after 9 o'clock, we will be getting back into the Bills with our good buddy from 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus, Hot Takes Dan Chesty, Watch Your Mouth, Get Out of the Way, Fates. We're not going to talk about yesterday's game. Doesn't matter.
Mm.
We focus solely on the task ahead.
The future.
You got it. So
future with Fates.
You know, it's funny, Kimmy.
Yeah.
As I was putting this together last night, I was trying to determine if Tommy was quick enough on his feet to hit me with a not-so-fast buddy bonus pick. But apparently...
Well, I didn't know this was coming.
Oh, I love how you say that. Like, you prepare your bonus pick.
I spend months
like
working on it.
Like, it's not always randomly in the moment.
Oh, I took a long time to tell you that Dan Campbell and the dad of Amon-Ra St. Brown would take their shirts off at the 50-yard line.
I mean, I do think if you had a rally downtown that Jim Kelly will pass the torch, hand the crown off.
What crown? What do you mean? What does that even mean?
Is this
he'll
a
have
bonus
one made
pick,
and he'll
or
put
you
it
just
on
saying
his head.
Things?
Okay, no, it's too late. No, you had your chance. You blew. You know, oh, actually, now I have a bonus.
The crowning because I mean, Josh Allen.
The Jim Kelly thing would be over.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be over. You still.
It would be. He would be relegated because Josh would now be the guy.
No. Even if they lose.
Well, they would have to win.
Okay.
Yeah, they would definitely have to win the Super Bowl. I think that would be done. With the Jim Kelly era of Buffalo.
I think that Josh
is a memory. A good memory.
I think that Josh has already passed him, if you want my honest opinion.
Well, he has. I mean, the game has changed. The way they cover it has changed.
But I agree.
I mean, he's a bigger celebrity. Yeah. Jim Kelly wasn't this level of celebrity that Josh is now, even with Jim's incredible run.
Agreed. No, what I'm saying is, even from a football standpoint, yes, the game has changed, and yes, the numbers are more insane, just watching them play football, right? Josh Allen is the best football player I've ever seen play for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
And it's no disrespect to Jim
Kelly.
Or Thurman Thomas.
But that was old school football.
I mean, like, I'd be willing.
That was your daddy's game.
I'd be willing to listen to Bruce Smith versus Josh Allen arguments because I think that people forget how dominant Bruce Smith was.
Yeah.
But
athletic dominance.
Yeah, when it comes to, like, quarterback play, I'm a Josh guy now.
He's a magician.
He's a magician. That's right. Say something unique. He's a magician.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.